Hello and welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet dreams a reality stitch by stitch and show you how you can create a successful and profitable business using your crochet, keeping a flexible lifestyle so you don't have to sacrifice too much time with your family. So let's talk Canva. So Canva is my number one tool to use in my crochet business. I used it back when I was selling what I made, and I use it pretty much every day now, both to sell my patterns and in Crochet Business School. It's the most amazing tool to create really pretty PDFs for patterns, to create pictures and graphics for your social media, to create pins for Pinterest, thumbnails for YouTube, everything. You can make videos in there. You can create logos in there. I created a logo for Crochet Business School in there. It's fantastic. And even if you just want to give your pictures a little bit of a touch up in the editing suite, you can do that too. There are so many templates you can use, elements to add, fonts to choose from. And it just makes promoting your crochet so much easier. I could not do without Canva. I'm in Canva for various reasons every single day. And sometimes it's just to touch up my pictures. Sometimes it's just so I can add my logo onto a picture before putting it on Facebook. You can change the sizes for images if you want to use the same image for Instagram to Facebook to Etsy to Pinterest. You change the size in Canva at the click of a button. It makes it so unbelievably easy, which is why I want to talk about it today, because it's such a fantastic tool to use to promote your crochet. And there's no affiliate link to this at all. I'm not advertising them because there's any monetary value in it for me. I'm not an affiliate for Canva. It's just that it is an amazing tool. And here at Crochet Business School, I want to give you the best knowledge possible so that you can make your crochet pay its way for you, you know, and provide you with that lifestyle you've been absolutely dreaming of. Canva is the way to do that. I mean, you can't do it just with Canva, but it will provide you with what you need to make that so much easier. So even if you're just using it for social media, you can take several different pictures, edit them, add your logos, you can add borders to them, you can add text to your photos, which is why it's so fantastic with Pinterest as well, because you can create several different pins from just one photo, and it gives you such variety. Now, Canva has two plans. You have the free plan and the pro plan. You can do an amazing amount just on the free. You don't need to pay for it. You can just use the free version and you still get lots of features to use. If you are using lots of different templates, lots of different elements, lots of different fonts, then the pro version is well worth the money because it's just £99 a year. Not sure how that translates to dollars, but in the UK, it's £99 a year. And for that, you get a wider variety of templates and access to some of the other tools. Because Canva has now brought in AI, and it has these magic tools that will create images for me describing them, and it has some wizardry with background removal, which actually I found really good, because you can create the remove the background from your logo so it just hangs in thin air. It takes the background away from your photo so you can add images to different text. And actually, if you're watching on YouTube, the thumbnail I'm now using for this episode, it's got a picture of me on there. Using the background removal tool in Canva, I was able to put that image on there and have it blend in with the background. It's little things like this that make such a big difference. But I also make all my PDFs in there for my patterns. I can add really nice fonts on there. I can edit my photos so they're all the nice same size and get them looking pretty in the document. Yes, I can use other tools for that. But I can then have it in Canva and have everything in the same place, so it's also my storage system and it helps keep me organized so everything's in one place, which as a naturally chaotic person, it makes life so much easier. But, you know, everything's in Canva for me. Every photo I have that I put on the internet for my crochet goes through Canva first. I can edit things in there, but I can also keep things organized. I can put things into different folders. I can add notes on there. So I keep my pictures from my testers on Canva with notes as to who has, who tested it, what yarn they used, and any information they told me. And it's all stored in the notes on the picture itself in Canva so that when I use these photos to promote my crochet, I can credit the right person. Because one thing when you're testing patterns is that although the testers give you permission to use their photos, it's not very nice if you don't credit the person who actually did the work. So being able to do that is a fantastic way to keep organized. I'm not the best with spreadsheets. I can use them perfectly fine. I'm just not very good at keeping them updated and having an organizational system. So Canva has become both my editor and my organization. But I can transform the images I make in there from different sizes for each platform. Really simple, really easy. And I'm a big user of Pinterest, as the biggest way I promote my patterns is through Pinterest. And for that, you need lots of different pins. Lots of these different images to put onto Pinterest so that... because Pinterest likes fresh pins. Colour fresh pins, it's just a new image, it's a new pin. And I can keep all those stored in Canva, create them in Canva, and actually now my scheduler for Pinterest, which I use Tailwind, now connects to Canva. And that's the other thing, is that it's got all these other different apps that link into it. It also has mockups, so if you've seen the pictures of people holding like iPads or phones, and then an image is in the phone, like the person is actually holding it. And that isn't created by actually, you know, having that in real life. It's a mock-up where you insert your image into the mock-up of a computer screen or a phone, and you can create those. So if you've got a course to sell, you've got a pattern that you want to show that can be seen on a tablet, you can create those mock-ups to advertise your crochet. And I've used several of those. If you've clicked on any of my PDFs, like my 12 ways to make money from crochet, there's a mock-up image for that, and that I use Canva. It's a fabulous tool, and I will never stop to I'll never stop singing its praises because it is that fantastic. And it's just so, so useful. It makes getting images to promote your crochet so much easier. And it's really easy to use. It's a drag and drop system. So you drag your photos, you drop them into Canva, it connects to your gallery. You can use it from your phone, you can use it on your computer, you can use it on your tablet. So easy to use everywhere. I can be on my couch on the evening and I'm just in Canva editing images while the TV is on, and got a few minutes to spare. Well, I'll just do a quick edit of things in Canva. And it's just on an app on my phone. So easy to access, so easy to use. But if you are struggling on how to add text to images so you can, you know, show people what your crochet is called and just have it on the image so they can see it, Canva's the way to go. Want to drop your logo onto your image? Canva. It lets you overlay different things. Yes, you need to play around with it a little bit, but it's not too tricky to use. These days, the biggest problem with Canva is the overwhelm. If you haven't used it before and you go straight into it, it can look incredibly overwhelming from all the options you have available, all the different options down the side. It can be very overwhelming. But that's why I can now offer you a crash course to Canva. So I've got an ebook which shows you all the different features. It takes you through each one, shows you how to access them, how to use them, and just walks you through the whole thing. The guide includes both the free and the pro features. So whichever version of use you're using, you can go through the features and there's also some video guides in there so you can watch and see how it's used, watch through and learn how to use it there. So, if you go to crochetbusinessschool.com/Canva, it will take you to the guide and you can purchase it there. It's an ebook, it's ready to go, rather suitably, it's on Canva, ready and waiting for you. So Canva is free to download. You just go to canva.com and set up your account. Once you purchase the guide, it will open for you inside Canva, so it can be used on the free and pro version, and you can just go through the guide and learn to use it on Canva itself, so you can pick everything up that you need in order to make the images for your crochet. There are so many features within Canva. I mean, I could wax lyrical for days on this, but you really can use it for absolutely anything. If it involves pictures, if it involves text, even videos, you can create and edit them in Canva. You can create slideshows, PowerPoints, YouTube videos, YouTube intros, PDFs. All the dimensions are in there for all the social media platforms. You can create your Etsy banners, your YouTube banners, your Facebook group banner. It's all available to create in there with the sizes pre-made so that you are never getting your images cut off. You're never getting things squished because the sizes are ready made for you. And it just makes things an absolute breeze. You can also create things like planners, calendars, notebooks. If you want to create merch, you can create the images within Canva. You can even create the mock-ups for t-shirts, for tote bags. It's all done in there. And I've created those before in Canva. I have dabbled with merch before. And all the images were created and sized in Canva, which made it so easy. It's just the best tool possible, and I haven't even explored all the possibilities in it yet. I haven't explored much of the AI tools, but I have seen some really interesting things come out of them. But it just means that you can keep your promotion for your crochet fresh. You can really easily create new promotional assets, new videos, and you can whip them up really quickly and easily. So if you haven't tried Canva yet, I would really encourage you to do so because it just makes promoting your crochet so much easier. And now that we're, you know, on the lead up to Christmas, you need more promotional assets than ever. You can get so much out of just one photo in Canva just by adding different text, using different images and using different elements that Canva has available. You can do so much with just one photo of your crochet. So I would really encourage you to go and explore and see what you can do within Canva and make the most of your images to really get your promotion going and so that your audience keeps seeing something a bit different, even though you're just using one image. You'd be amazed at what you can create. So go and have a play. You can't really permanently damage anything in Canva as long as you've got your original image stored, so you've got absolutely nothing to lose. And you can learn if it's the right tool for you just by playing around with the free version. There's still plenty of options of different fonts and templates on the free plan. I was on the free plan for years before I turned to the pro version. And really, I only got the pro because I was using Pinterest and I needed lots of small templates to make life easier. But if you want tools like the background remover, that's on the pro plan. But just using the free one, you can do an awful lot inside Canva. So if you are stuck with how to create new and exciting images or add text to your images for your crochet, Canva is the tool for you. It's the best thing ever in my business. I cannot do without it. And if you do need a guide on learning how to use each of the features, both free and pro, then take a look at my ebook, Crash Course for Canva, at crochetbusinessschool.com/Canva, or the link is beneath. So thank you for listening. And if you have any questions about Canva for your crochet, please do come to the Facebook page, leave a comment on the post for this podcast, and I'll be happy to get back to you. So go play around with Canva, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.